Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It is now official. We know who the better Ryan is based on my Twitter poll yesterday.
Oh, you did a Twitter poll after our discussion.
I did. I got serious about that.
It's a lot of effort to find out that Ryan Reynolds is the better one, but okay.
It's actually not even close.
That Ryan Reynolds is better?
So it was Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, who we've been talking a lot about because he's in the new Barbie movie, right?
He plays Ken.
I said Ryan Gosling is the better Ryan.
And I thought
he's
so, too.
He's a hotter version. He's better looking than Ryan Reynolds.
And
but
I was
Ryan Reynolds got that personality.
He does, but I was shocked because Abby and I were at dinner, and I said, I prefer Ryan Gosling over Ryan Reynolds, and she felt like that was the unpopular opinion.
I do feel like if you ask any straight man at a bar who the hotter Ryan is, most people say Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, and that also got us into the conversation with my husband because I didn't know what his type was, like his male celebrity type. Because he got involved in the Ryan discussion, and I go, so yeah, if you had the hots for a male celebrity, who would you have the hots for? Here I am 17 years later. I did not know this question, or I did not know the answer to this question. And would you like to take a guess as to who my husband would go for?
Ryan Seacrest.
No.
Third Ryan.
I see him as a Ryan Reynolds guy.
I thought Gosling.
He is a Gosling, but that's still not his type. Which male celebrity would my husband want to hook up with?
Globally, outside of the Ryans.
Outside of the Ryans.
Okay.
Because I was a little bit shocked by this response.
Oh my God, please don't say it's like Timothee Chalamet. Shalamalama ding dong.
No.
Timothee Chalamagoo.
I don't think Barbara knows who that is.
Yes!
Clooney!
Yes!
I don't know why. It just felt right.
Wow. He's a Clooney man.
I could see that. He's like, George Clooney is very respectable. He's a good businessman. Uh-huh. Like, everyone likes him. He's astute. He's a great actor. Mm-hmm. Like, I get Bart vibes from Clooney, honestly.
Older with the salt and pepper. So, yeah, if Bart was to have a male celebrity crush, it'd be the Cloonster.
In this poll, just so you know, the Cloonster.
Hey, that makes you a mall.
A mall?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to be nice.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
I thought you said a mall. I'm like, a shopping center.
That's her name. She's a beautiful human rights lawyer.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. I even brought it up and tried to give you a compliment. I'm going to wheel it back.
Abby is correct, and it's not even close. The better Ryan is Reynolds at a 77.8%.
No, it is not.
Yes.
He's a 6'4" floppy hair brunette man who owns a soccer team.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Ask again after the Barbie movie comes out.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Okay.
Now that Wrexham has died down a little bit and Barbie's out.
Legit. Okay. All right, so the email is really like, what do you do when you have to tell your family that you have fallen in love with somebody you know they're going to absolutely hate?
Dear Burt Show fam, I really need some advice on how to basically come out again to my family, my ex, and in the future, our kids. So my girlfriend, Star, and I are both 26-year-old women. We've known each other since high school, and we're in a relationship for about a year and a half around the age of 15. It was my first real relationship and my first relationship with the same gender as myself. We went through a lot together, and I can genuinely say she was the first person I ever loved outside my family, to the point I have always been and still am so in love with her. So cut to today. My relationship with my ex, Mike, my kid's father, isn't that great because he was and still is upset that I'm attracted to women as well as men, which shouldn't be a surprise considering I have known him my entire life as he's a friend of my family. My family has known Star since we were in our first relationship and didn't totally like her because we constantly partied, but we have both obviously changed so much since high school. I guess I need advice on how to tell my family that she's back in my life. She's been around my kids, my ex, the father knows, and they absolutely love her. I would love it if my family and ex could love her just as much. What should I do? How should I do it? Do I write a letter and drop off some alcohol to help them think it over? Thank you so much, Burt Show fam, from a very confused Canadian girl.
Mo, why don't you start us off?
I think this is one of those situations where you're looking for a comfortable way to have an uncomfortable conversation. And sometimes that just simply doesn't exist. I think you just got to jump in there, man. This is your life. This is the way you want to live it. And they're your family and they should support you regardless. So as much as you may be hesitant to do it, and it's understandable why, I think it's one of those things that you just got to rip the Band-Aid off and do what you got to do.
You owe them nothing. You don't explain yourself. This is who you love. You can love it or leave it. Like, as far as your family goes, either you're going to love me and respect my choices or you're not. And it's not my job to convince you to like my significant other or to approve of my choices.
100%. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.